KUTX 98.9, this is Jody Denberg, live in Studio 1A, and I'm happy to welcome my friend and your friend, Ryan Bingham, back to our airwaves. I know he's your friend because both of his shows at the One World Theater are already sold out. So Ryan, kind enough to come by, play us some music, tell us what he's been up to. I know we've got a new album coming out next year and a big festival he's putting together, and I'm speaking about you like you're not sitting here. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, Jody?
It's going good. Let's do one of these new songs, and then we'll come back and chat it all up. What's the first one you want to do?
Okay, this one's called Wolves here, the first one.
Sleep the sun away. I was just a child. I knew I was afraid. And there was nothing to gain. I found by running the other way. I had to stand my ground, keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come a day when I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. I could not hear a sound. I'd had my fill. Stars had faded from my eyes and run from looks that kill. And there was no one coming around to save me from the fray. I had to stand my ground, keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come a day. So I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come the day. So I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Have gone by, and the calling carries on. Scars above my eye, tender to the bone. And though I've settled down, I hear the children say they have to stand their ground, keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow come the day. So I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come a day. So I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay.
Man, thank you for that, Ryan. Appreciate it. Ryan Bingham, live on KUTX, new song called Wolves. And I'm thinking that's going to be on your next album, American Love Song, coming out in February?
Yeah, yes it is. Uh-huh.
Welcome back to town.
Thank you.
And you got a couple of sold-out shows the next two nights at the One World Theater, which is a great venue. Have you played there before?
I've never played there, but I've seen Joe Ely play out there years back, and yeah. So I'm a big fan of the venue.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time, and so's everybody else. That song, Wolves, I read a little bit about it. And what I had read is that it was somehow inspired by the March for Our Lives. And I don't want to limit the meaning of the song because there's a lot of places people can put themselves into that song. But was that the spark for Wolves?
It was a bit of it, yeah. I mean, it is, the song is about a lot of different things that I grew up with, you know, as a kid. But the March for Our Lives was definitely a reminder. You know, it really brought up a lot of old things that I'd gone through and growing up. And just kind of, I moved around a lot, you know, growing up to different towns and new schools and things like that, and was always kind of the new kid in town where you have to deal with certain individuals that aren't always very hospitable to the new guy, you know. And I think that a lot of the kind of rhetoric that was used against a lot of these kids that were, you know, speaking out against gun violence and things really triggered some of those old emotions and just reminded me of a lot of that.
Talk about moving around a lot. I know you were born in Hobbs, New Mexico, and I think you did high school in, was it Houston?
A few different. Yeah, I went to West Texas, kind of Odessa in the Midland area, down to Houston, down to Laredo, Texas, and then up around the Stephenville, Texas, around Fort Worth, bounced around and kind of back to New Mexico. Yeah, off the circle, you know.
Where are you hanging your cowboy hat now?
I'm actually out in Los Angeles, California, is where I'm at.
Now, is that related because your wife works in the industry out there, or also because I know you've been doing some television, that show Yellowstone? Is that what brought you to L.A.?
I really went out there playing music about 10 years ago. I was, you know, just traveling out there to play some gigs, and I met my wife, you know, my girlfriend at the time. You know, we met out there, and I didn't have a whole lot of kind of family and things back around here, so stayed out there with her, and we kind of started our lives there, and have stayed.
You having fun out there?
I am, yeah. I enjoy it, yeah.
Well, you are bringing it back to Texas, though, not only this week for these shows at the One World, but it was announced recently a festival that you're curating called the Western Festival, which I believe is going to be in Luckenbach.
It is, yes, it is.
So can you, you know, there's a lot of festivals. So what was the impetus for you to make your own, and how do you think yours would be different, the Western Festival, which is in, when's it going to be, April?
April of 14th and 15th, I believe.
Yeah. So what motivated you to do this, and how do you envision it?
You know, after just traveling around over the past 10 years and playing a lot of music festivals all over the world, one thing that I've always really missed was just kind of some of the camaraderie between musicians. A lot of these festivals you'll roll into, and the bands are kind of isolated in different tents or green rooms and things like that. And there wasn't a lot of just kind of random jams happening, you know. And when I first came to Austin, it was really kind of cultivated me to even play music. I think just the kind of support that this town had for upcoming songwriters and musicians and artists and such, there was just a lot of opportunity, and people were so supportive of that. And I started going out to Luckenbach, Texas when I was here, and there was a group of songwriters that would play around the campfire during the week at night. A guy named Greg Gorman, another guy named Danny Terry that lived out around there. And they just really kind of took me under their wing and really taught me a lot, just about stories and telling songs and communicating with people at a time where I kind of needed some people like that in my life. And so with this festival, I really wanted to kind of get back to that, you know, get around. For the first night, it's going to be just a few hundred people, and we're going to limit it to that, and have it stripped down with acoustic guitars and just tell stories and play around the campfire, and then have like a seated dinner with a good friend of mine named Billy Durney from Brooklyn is going to come out and cook some barbecue. And then the second day have the, you know, full festival with bands playing on the stage and in the dance hall. And so just kind of bring all those worlds together a bit more, you know.
Sounds like a good time. We're talking with Ryan Bingham. The Western Festival is the festival he's curating with friends like Margot Price and Old 97s and Jamestown Revival joining him. And that will be in April. Ryan's playing at the One World Theater. Sorry, those shows are sold out, but we've got Ryan here today. With a new album, I'd imagine, finished up, American Love Song?
Mm-hmm, yes, it is.
So we're in kind of that twilight period in between when you got the record in the can, but you can't really play the record, you know, in its entirety for people yet. Mm-hmm. But we're hearing some music today. It's been 4 years since Fear and Saturday Night, and I mentioned you have been working on this television program a bit, Yellowstone. 4 years, is that about the time it takes to come up with a crop of new songs? Because you got to come up with about a dozen or so.
Yeah, it did for this one. You know, we ended up touring quite a bit on that last album. You know, usually it just kept going. You know, we thought, you know, after about a year or so, you'd kind of get ready to regroup for another album. But we just kept getting offers to play shows, and things would just keep coming up. And so by the time, you know, at some point, I'm like, man, I got to take a break from the road and go write some songs. And from just kind of by the time of stopping the tour and the time to write songs and figure out what I wanted to do with everything, it just took a bit of time to put it all together. But here we are.
February 15th, American Love Song, Ryan Bingham's new album, will be out. And we heard one song from the album just a moment ago called Wolves. What would you like to do next? And maybe you could set it up a little if you want.
Yeah, this song's called Jingle and Go, and it's really cultivated of just playing a lot of these kind of Texas roadhouses and bars around the area from here down to Houston and Louisiana. And being a fan of blues guys like Lightnin' Hopkins and stuff, and the kind of country blues, and this is, everybody's got that unique thing about them, whatever it takes to make you jingle and go.
Down in my cup, I sang the blues all night. Whoa, you know, that's how I jingle and go. My Cadillac is cherry, my boots are crocodile. Shake your dollar down in my cup, my pinky ring will slide. Whoa, you know, that's how I jingle and go. I've got the struggle, and I've got your hustle, and I've got your low-down blues and country shuffle, and I play for money, and I ain't no fool. Well, I teach you things you just can't learn at school. That's how I jingle. Dollar for some gin. Shake your dollar down in my cup. I play for all my friends. Oh, you know, that's how I jingle and go. And I got the struggle, well, I got your hustle, and I got the low-down blues and funky shuffle. I got the blessing, I got the curse. I got some voodoo to send you down to church. That's how I jingle and go.
Yeah, that one's gonna go over good in the roadhouses. Jingle and Go is a new song from Ryan Bingham's forthcoming album, American Love Song. Ryan's got a couple of sold-out shows at the One World Theater here in town, but he'll be back in our area in April for the Western Festival. You know, it was 2010 when your great work was showered with awards, Oscar, Grammy, American Music Association Artist of the Year, and I thought, man, where do you go from here? And now I see where you're going, and I want to go with you. I want to come to Luckenbach and see that festival. It sounds like a good time.
Yeah, please do, man.
All right. Ryan Bingham, thank you for being here. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Stick around. We'll do one more song, and then we'll post all three on the KUTX website.
All right.
And I want to thank the folks who made this possible today. Our Studio 1A mix by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today led by Gabriel Perez and assisted by Emery Weaver. Our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg, and you've been listening to Ryan Bingham on KUTX.